This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
There's a war at the border, and lots of people are getting involved. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. It's over separation of children from parents, and there is money that's pouring in and fat opinions and all of that. If you want to share yours, you can. Send it to me at AmericaTonightRadio.com. Click on Contact, and easily you can tell me what you think, or you can always jam on the digits, 855-266-5283. The family separation policy is soaring in some areas, and it is completely tanking in others. So now there is the concern about what? Because we live in the land of politics. It is about the midterm elections. But let's re-rack this equation. So we've got 5 months before the midterm elections. Republicans are scrambling because some of them are getting massive calls of complaints about the administration's zero tolerance immigration policy, which means kids go into care centers and their families are arrested at the border, and you know, the border with Mexico. So you've got these images of kids in cages at detention centers near the border that are being thrown up on the tube all day long, and Republicans are being pressured to come up with some kind of a stand on this controversial policy. So this is one aspect of it. While that's happening, you have the administration saying that, listen, we said zero tolerance. So if the parents are concerned about their kids, they shouldn't be putting them in harm's way by breaking the law and coming across the border. In Mexico, they could care less. Whether it's humane, inhumane, they just let their people go. They don't care. They don't stop them. It doesn't matter. So how does this play? And it plays the way I said it plays. In some areas, it's nobody wants to see it, but this is the policy. So we got to have the policy, by God. That's it. Zero tolerance. And others are fuming. Former First Lady Laura Bush wrote that the family separation policy is cruel, it's immoral, it breaks her heart. Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker, the most popular governor, or one of them anyway, revoked his offer to send National Guard down there to help the southern border because the federal government's current actions are resulting in the inhumane treatment of kids. He said, screw it, I'm not sending them down there. Democrats are all in on this. They're drawing lots of attention to the family separation deal because they know it's a separator. And, of course they do. I mean, it's politics. That's why I started with politics, whether Republican or Democrat. So California Senator Kamala Harris called on the Homeland Security Secretary to resign. And she said, we're following policy. There was a poll out today, this was a CNN poll, that found that 67% of Americans oppose the separation of children from their parents. 68% of independent voters disapprove. Republicans, 58% approve of the policy. Colorado Congressman Mike Kaufman said in a statement that he wanted to help Senator Feinstein stop the insanity and put an end to the human rights disaster at the border, and he was willing to introduce legislation. He was willing to introduce the California Democrats' bill to do so in the House. He just said, this isn't who we are. This is the worst moment in history. And if we continue this support of this policy, it'll be even worse. Some blame Attorney General Jeff Sessions. Others, the Congress, and I think we're just going to keep talking about this. This is the buzz in the land. This is the buzz in the land. I mean, listen, if we, I love to use this argument, not argument, but to make this point succinctly. We're sitting at a bar, you and I. We're having a virgin Bloody Mary. We're having a good conversation. Someone comes up to us. We're doing a poll. How do you feel about kids being separated from their parents? They're screaming. They're two, they're three, they're four at the border. What do you think of it? Well, none of us, I don't care what stripe you put on, independent, Republican, Democrat. I mean, really, yes, that is fantastic. I love to see that. Oh, screaming kids and throw them in a cage. Absolutely. And, of course, some of it's being exaggerated. It is. And the bottom line is this. The underscoring all of this is the same old problem we've always had. Nobody mans up and takes responsibility for the problems we've had for four decades. So people who live in giant mansions and whatever, Nancy Pelosi's husband, they, because he employed a lot of illegal people, you know, listen, they're hiring people and have been hiring people that are crossing the border for decades. And then they want to turn around and say, this is terrible. Well, you allowed it to happen in the first place and you had the power to stop it and to try to streamline it or do something. It's so difficult to do that thing, though. And that was the hot potato everybody passed along. Okay, so Mexico doesn't care. Why do they care? What they care is people, some of them die, some of them make it, some of them are victims. Some of them are bad guys, and then we're done with them, so you take the bad guys. And the bottom line is other people come back, and they pump money into the economy, and they bring money back to their families because they can't make that money here. So they go across the border, and they make less, they take less money than most people in the United States would take. So they get employed and pick strawberries and everything else and work domestically, or some of them have other kinds of jobs, work in construction, and then go back and take the money back across the border. I mean, it's that simple. We know it. So now, okay, so now we have zero tolerance, and this is what we're seeing. And, of course, nobody on the other side is stopping them, right? Nobody. This is what Florida Governor Rick Scott had to say, and he's got a hot election coming up. He's challenging Democratic Senator Bill Nelson. He said, I do not favor separating families. Washington is to blame for this by being all talk and no action, and the solution is to secure the border. A spokesperson for Nevada Republican Senator Dean Heller said, Senator Heller doesn't support separating children from their families. He believes that this issue highlights just how broken our immigration system is and why Congress must act to fix it. It's a perfect soundbite, right? Because what do I say? Senator Delaney says this is a terrible thing at the border. It's broken our system and we must act to fix it. You dummies, you've had all this time to act to fix it and you haven't done it. It's on Congress. It's on all the people who ran and stepped away from the hard questions. You know, they'd rather talk about the NFL. They'd rather talk about other things than the number one thing that's been a huge problem for us for decades, or at least one of them, is this immigration conundrum. Stay with us.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Ranging from the bass drum to the triangle. And including a rather large number of related instruments in between. Bells of all varieties.
Holly.
The snare drum. Tambourine.
Timpani. And a tam-tam or conch. Followed by a set of chimes.
Orchestra bells.
Finally, roll on your cymbal.
Ah, set of chimes. I used to play the chimes, probably poorly, when I was at PS1879. I think that was the name of it. somewhere in New York, in Queens, at school. And then I grew up and moved all over the place in this great country. One of my favorite things about doing America Tonight is I probably live somewhere near you, or at least I drove by you. Route 66, one of my favorites. All right, favorite trips going down Route 66. And I know the highways, just like a trucker, I know the highways. So anyway, thanks for listening to this show. If you've tuned in for the first time, welcome. You can find out more about America Tonight, AmericaTonightRadio.com. We're beefing all of that up, and we're putting a lot of the segments on there, etc. And you can always shoot me a note, a question, whatever, by clicking on Contact. And if you do that, I'll send you a copy of my book, Level the Playing Field, or Invade the Man Cave. If you want a copy, an autographed copy, I'll do it. I'll send it to you. So, it's not about autographs. It's not about seeking publicity. It's about a couple of different things, including a former CIA computer engineer who's been indicted on charges he masterminded what looks to be the largest leak of the classified info in CIA history. Joshua Schultz, I think that's how you say his name, 29, was charged in a new grand jury indictment. The indictment, well, you know, based on he provided information, WikiLeaks, with a massive trove of U.S. government hacking tools and posted. So he was previously facing child pornography charges in federal court in New York, but the indictment broadens the case to accuse him of illegally gathering classified info. That's nice. He's a child pornographer, allegedly, and then he's leaking all this information, private information, secret information to WikiLeaks. So here we go again. Damaging CIA computers, lying to investigators. A whole bunch of offenses. You know, the collection, they called it Vault 7. The child, alleged, pornographer who opened Vault 7, and it was a nasty piece of business. I mean, just a nasty piece of business. And so what's going on? That we can't, you can't hire anyone? I don't know. When you sign this thing that says you can't release information, you can't live with yourself, so you violate the policies? I mean, what's up with that? You know, last June, you had a National Security Agency contractor, Reality Winner, who was arrested on charges of leaking to the online publication The Intercept a top-secret report on the techniques that Russian government agents allegedly used to target computers of state elected officials. And then in March, the FBI agent Terry Alberry, charged with a leak to The Intercept of the FBI's procedures for handling informants. He was accused of retaining classified info at his home. He pled guilty to both charges. He's waiting his sentencing. These contractors are just, they're loose with these contractors. And then the longtime head of security for the Senate Intelligence Committee, James Wolf, indicted on 3 counts of lying during the course of an FBI investigation into unauthorized disclosures of classified information. I hope they were paid well, for goodness sake, because they're not going to get out for a while. I mean, nothing would shock me now with this whole leak thing, except for the procedures for, I don't know, the procedures for hiring people. Boy, and I'll tell you what, some of the jobs I've had in broadcasting, they almost hold you upside down and shake you to see if anything falls out. I'm thinking, it would have been easier to be a spy, I guess. Now, the way they go about their business, and sure, I mean, I'm not naive. Of course, people can fall through the cracks. But come on, that many people are falling through the cracks, these different agencies? Something is wrong, folks. Something is wrong with the way we hire in this country, or these agencies hire anyway. Ugh, brutal. Awful. All right, a couple of other things. I want to ping and pong in a few different directions. And the reason I want to do that is because nothing infuriates me more than when you don't really get the, I call it the snapshot of what's happening in the U.S. And I always want you to walk away from listening to America Tonight with a snapshot. How's that? A snapshot. And oh, by the way, coming up, we're going to have at the end of the hour a conversation with my pal, Della Toro McNeil. This guy is so cool. I just met his daughters a couple of days ago. Do you love their names? Hope and Miracle. That's perfect. Hope, oh, think of this. Hope McNeil. That's good. And the kids are so polite. Yes, ma'am. Yes. Just great kids. And this is a guy who pulled himself up from the bootstraps. I mean, you know, put himself through school, everything, and got out of school without, and had to do it, had to put himself through school, college, etc. Got out, no debt. No debt whatsoever. And he teaches a lot of college kids. He spoke at a lot of college campuses for the last 20 years how to get out of debt. Anyway, love this guy. It's very motivating, and he talks about what happens, why you have to have presentation skills, because at some point, don't we all have to give speeches, right? Yes. At some point, you give some sort of speech, right? Or you have to speak in public. They need to teach us that when we're kids. Kids. Okay, how about this? AT&T and Comcast. What would happen if they merge? I was reading a story in the Wall Street Journal that if they do merge, they would be the two most indebted companies in the world. And this is uncharted territory. AT&T has bought Time Warner, and Comcast hopes to get most of 21st Century Fox. So they'd have a combined $350 billion of bonds and loans. Whoa. I thought about the debt, but not the debt ratio, but that's a pretty big number. I mean, that's an extreme example of the surge in corporate borrowing. that is making people a little anxious? And what about global interest rates and all of that? Officials at AT&T and Comcast say the refinancing risk from their post-deal debt would actually be minimal because they plan to quickly repay much of the debt with cash generated from the combined businesses. So let me give you an example. AT&T is expected to produce $8 billion to $10 billion of free cash flow. That sounds nice. Or cash from operations minus capital spending. So pretty good, right? But what about all the defaults and everything else that they have to grapple with? I guess you have to put that on the balance sheet. One thing that is interesting is they're getting a lot of phone calls about it, a lot of phone calls. So, for example, S&P and Moody's cutting their ratings on AT&T bonds to a level 2, and that's just above the junk debt category. Am I going too in the weeds for you? In other words, is this choice going to jam up the rest of us? How are they repaying this debt? Blah, blah, blah. What's it going to look like? Does it slow? And how is it going to jam you up? It's going to jam you up because the economy slows if it's really bad. And we don't want to see that happen, right? How about this? Speaking of money, 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 Disney is testing pricing power at the theme parks, right? So they raised some ticket prices for the theme parks by more than 20% over the last 5 years. They're going to set a new benchmark this week when they offer diehard fans a chance to attend a six-hour preview of new attractions at Disneyland for $299. Oh, my gosh. $300 to ride on Dumbo at full speed. Oh, that is insane. Does anyone else think that is crazy? Hey, Mom, can I have $300 for just... Oh, wait a second. I need some Cokes, too, and I'm going to need some lunch and dinner. Can I have $375 to go to Disneyland? Wow. Unimaginable, isn't it? Don't even get me started about the Fast Pass. Even more ridiculous. Stay with us. We'll take you there next. Find out where there is. On America Tonight.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Today at the White House, Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen addressed the separation of families that cross the border illegally. One of the things discussed was how they are not really families.
The vast majority of children who are in the care of HHS right now, 10,000 of the 12,000, were sent here alone by their parents. That's when they were separated.
Fired FBI Director James Comey refused to appear before Congress today to talk about the handling of the Clinton email investigation. And his fired Deputy Director Andrew McCabe asserted his Fifth Amendment rights. News also came out today that former Attorney General Loretta Lynch declined to show up for a Senate Judiciary hearing looking into the IG report that came out, which detailed some of the bungling of Mr. Comey's handling of the Clinton email investigation. And finally, for the 14th year in a row, Chick-fil-A is celebrating Cow Appreciation Day on July 10th. This is USA Radio News.
For some reason, being unpatriotic has become a trend as a way to protest perceived injustices in our country. But true patriots understand that America stands for liberty and justice for all. Standing for the flag and our national anthem is a sign of respect for the liberties and freedoms fought for by millions who made the ultimate sacrifice for this great nation. If you stand for the flag and kneel before the cross, show your position through apparel and merchandise from the Patriot Depot. Patriot Depot has hats, shirts, mugs, books, and other articles that show our beliefs in the First and Second Amendments. Go to PatriotDepot.com now and enter code USA at checkout. Find novelties, bumper stickers, clothing, flags, books, and more. PatriotDepot.com merchandise allows true patriots to express their opinions. Check it out right now. PatriotDepot.com. PatriotDepot.com and enter code USA at checkout.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Welcome to Forbes Books at Bedtime with Kate Delaney and Greg Stebbin.
Welcome to the show, my pal Al Zedek. He is just a master of, I think, not only mastering your cash flow, but also mastering what it is that blocks you in your mind that keeps you from growing and retaining wealth, which is perfect because the name of his book is Master Your Cash Flow, The Key to Grow and Retain Wealth. And Master Your Cash Flow, The Key to Grow a Valuable Business is the upcoming book. I read his book in one sitting. I was supposed to go somewhere and my husband kept saying to me, are you ready? Are you ready? Call him. We're going to be late. I love this book. And I'm not just sort of just saying that because I met Al and I really like Al, but I really enjoyed this book and I'm starting to implement some of what he's talked about in the book. And it's really been a game changer for my mind and how I think about money. So Al, thank you so much for joining us.
Okay. It's a delight to be here. Thank you.
And, you know, I want to talk about your story. Before we dive deep into this, tell everybody that's listening how you, first of all, what brought you to write this book and what was the big game changer in your life as far as money was concerned?
Well, you know, I'm actually the poster child for not mastering your cash flow or handling cash flow very poorly. I guess my story begins a little over 30 years ago when I started a CPA firm. And we were wildly successful. Over 5 years, we grew to be 25 people, four or five partners, a very nice firm in that area. And but I didn't really manage my firm well, and I got into other things like real estate and other businesses. And quite frankly, I did not keep track of my cash flow. I was out there to sell, do things, rock and roll, but never, you know, look at what was coming in and what was going out. And I got myself into real trouble. I was on the verge of financial ruin, of bankruptcy. I had to at one time call a third of my staff in a room one day and fire them that day because I could not make the next payroll, which I could tell you really to this day haunts me that I really messed up those people's lives that way. So so basically I was on the verge of going under, and I happened to just run into another CPA who was in, at that time, the beginning of the financial industry and financial planning, and he made me sit down and put together a financial plan. And I will tell you, once I did that, if I felt badly before, now I looked how bad I really was, and I knew I had to take action. And he showed me what to do to start focusing on cash flow, better decisions, how to make decisions that were aligned with your life, and sometimes very tough decisions. And from that, I recovered, and I was so enthralled with what he did for me, as I went back to my partners and said, look, we're a CPA firm that focuses on sophisticated tax planning and filing. We could be so much more to people. We could change their lives. We could empower them to live the lives they want now in the future. And, my partners didn't really agree with me on that, so I basically split out of my own, started my own financial planning company, and basically really changed the way I really managed my career so that I could help people like that one person help me. So eventually I wrote this book because after doing this with so many people for so many years, I wanted to make sure that others could see that, you know, you have it within you to basically live the life you want now and in the future by just, you know, looking at your cash flow better, making better decisions, and if you have to, get help around that.
You know, Al, I love hearing your story because I think for a lot of people, they think it's too late or they just don't know enough.
That's true,
and
yes.
You, I mean, the irony, of course, is you were an accountant, right? So yeah. If an accountant has to learn these lessons, then probably everybody has to learn these lessons. And I think sometimes people think, well, I can't, or I'm not smart enough, or I wasn't born into it, or whatever it is. I mean, I think you really demonstrate that anybody can learn this. And that's, I love your book, too. It's one of our books here at Forbes Books. The first book, Master Your Cash Flow, The Key to Grow and Retain Wealth, and the upcoming book, Master Your Cash Flow, The Key to Grow a Valuable Business. And it seems to me what you're talking about here is valuable both in the context of a business, as in your business and other businesses and business owners and business leaders who are listening, but it seems like the same lessons or a slight tweak on them is equally applicable to people as well. Is there a lot of consistency in terms of mastering cash flow for both an individual and a business?
Actually, there is, yes. Well, for one thing, going back to the fact that I'm a CPA and I got myself in trouble, that's never lost on people, never lost, the irony is not lost on me. And actually, I share that a lot so that people, when they first come into you, realize, you know, you haven't made all these perfect decisions in your life. Because you're right, they're there like saying, I really messed up, and here's Al Zanuck, he's the perfection of all decisions he's ever made. No, we all have to learn from that. But getting back to your question or your comment about, are the processes just about the same? Yes. And, you know, businesses get in trouble because they don't really concentrate on their cash flow or take the time to take care of their best customer, their business. Mm. People do the same thing. They may become masters or really good at their jobs, but they don't take the time personally to concentrate on their cash flow at home or spend some time with it. But, you know, it's sort of natural, isn't it? I mean, we don't wake up on a Saturday morning and a beautiful day like today and say, yes, I can't wait to hit that budget. I can't wait to look at my numbers. Or we don't come home from work, and the first thing we say to our spouse at night say, hey, honey, let's have some fun tonight. Let's look at our monthly expenses. You know, that just doesn't happen. So, but the thing is, the lessons are the same. Eventually, it's like if you want to be good at tennis, or if you want to get better and better health or shape, you start to get into a routine. And maybe, you know, you don't like to go to the gym, but you know it's good for you. Or you don't, or maybe going to tennis lessons helps you become a better tennis player. It's changing behavioral patterns and understanding that the benefits can be really tremendous to you. That is what I try to teach in both books.
Yeah, so Al, I love that analogy. It's just like tennis or getting in shape. You just start to work that muscle. So how do you start to work that muscle? Is it just a little bit at a time? Do you look at it like you just described?
Well, if it's a bit of business, again, what I try to do is get them to focus on working on the business, not just in it. One of the ways to do that is business owners, and by the way, people say this too, I don't have the time for this. I'm too busy in my career or in my business. And I try to point out to them is that, you know, if it's really important, you have the time. Like suppose you say that, but all of a sudden you get a phone call from home and Johnny has fallen off his bike and he's on the way to the hospital. What do you say to your spouse? Oh, I'm sorry, I don't have the time. No, you make the time if it's that important. So you have to decide if basically living the way you want and basically making sure that you're achieving what you want in life, the way you want to live now in the future, is that important? And then take baby steps toward it. It might be like, you know, you schedule like once a month, whether it's your business or yourself personally, just to look at what you are spending, you know, not to criticize it, but just what's going out and then maybe what's coming in. And then maybe just looking at the lines like, do I have to have cable? Can I get Netflix? Do I have to have all those magazine subscriptions? Stuff like that. You might find there's sort of ways to just start to save if you really want to. It's the same thing in a business too, is you schedule a time. Basically make sure it's in your calendar every week, 1 hour, or every 2 weeks, an hour or two. And start to review things. What has come in? What does my cash flow look like? Did I make more than I lost this last month? And if I did, what am I going to do about it? So it's taking some things, behavioral things, and starting to put them into your schedule that starts to change your pattern, your habits.
His name is Al Zenick. His first book, Master Your Cash Flow, The Key to Grow and Retain Wealth, and his upcoming book, Master Your Cash Flow, The Key to Grow a Valuable Business, both Forbes books. His website is alzdenek.com, alzdenek.com, and also tswealth.com. And a huge following for you on Twitter, Al, at alzdenek. I guess I have this question, and I think we're going to have to keep you over for a second segment, because I know this is going to erupt, Kate, into a big discussion. Yeah. But Al, I think one of the biggest problems, and I'm reflecting on my own experience here, is the minute you use the word budget, it sucks the oxygen out of the room. And I have found that in both business and personally. And I'm just wondering, you know, what do you think of movements to sort of gamify money management? Or maybe we should even change the word to chocolate or cheeseburger or pizza or something. I mean, is there a way to get past that sort of stigma so that people realize, as you said, and I know we're going to roll into a second segment on this, but you said earlier, once you discovered you had a problem, you really got into managing your money. You made it sound like you started really having fun with it. And I think we need to figure out how we can have fun with it too. Will you stay with us for a second segment and we can talk about this more?
Yeah, sure. My pleasure.
Yeah, absolutely. First of all, we got to flush out what Greg said about
chocolate.
Cheeseburger.
Chocolate.
I'm thinking, you know, I'm doing the kale shake thing, so you're making me very, very hungry. Al Zenick, you are fantastic, and we're going to bring Al back, as Greg said, for another segment, but I'm going to mention this again. He's the author of Master Your Cash Flow, The Key to Grow and Retain Wealth. It's very easy to read, and it's chock full of such incredible
information. Chock full or chock?
Yeah, it's chock full of such incredible information. So, Al, thank you so much for joining us on this version of Forbes Books at Bedtime.
Thanks for having me, Kate and Greg.
Most Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Welcome to Forbes Books at Bedtime with Kate Delaney and Greg Stebbin.
Recently, Warren Buffett has officially gone on record to say that his public speaking course was probably the greatest business class he ever took. So today, we're going to talk with a presentation skills expert who also happens to be a top-ranked peak performance expert, Delatora McNeil, about how we can take our public speaking and presentation skills to the next level. Who doesn't want that? Who doesn't need that? Delatora, thanks so much for joining us.
Kate and George, thanks so much for having me. It's a tremendous honor to be with you today.
So tell us a little bit about your journey that's led you to this place of being a top speaker and also obviously a speaker trainer.
You know, this has actually been a pretty long journey for me. I started when I was 4 or 5 years old. My mom was an English teacher. She was a Sunday school teacher. So if you were going to be Olivia's son, you had to be articulate. You had to speak. So I remember getting the longest parts in the Easter play and Christmas play and all kinds of things. And so my mom raised me to be articulate. Now, I asked her years later when I became a speaker, did she know that she was raising a professional speaker? And she said, I have no clue, baby. But I give a lot of credit and honor to my mom because she was way more than a parent. She was my first mentor. And I was able to go on to do pretty good in school. I went to Florida State University. I got a bachelor's and master's degree in 5 years with a 4.0 with zero student loan debt. And I learned in college that I had leadership capabilities. And as a result of being a student leader in college, I had to do a lot of public speaking. For orientation, for residence life, for a lot of different organizations I was a member of, I had to do a lot of public speaking. And so my mentor in college was a guy by the name of Dr. Lee Jones, and he told me to get involved in Toastmasters. So interestingly enough, Kate, I became a member of Toastmasters in graduate school in college. And I started going to weekly meetings, and I kept winning the best speaker award. And I'm like, man, this is pretty cool. And so I knew one day that I wanted to be a speaker, but I'm like, I have to have a career in something first. So I came out of college and took a career working for Anderson, which is a big peak performance consulting organization. Worked there for 1 year, and that didn't work out. So I took a job at the University of South Florida, and I worked there for 2 years teaching public speaking. And I was like, man, this is what I'm supposed to do. So I taught at the university for 2 years. And in 2003, I left the university and went full-time as a speaker. And I've been full-time ever since, and I've had a chance to give over 3,000 paid presentations all around the world. I was inducted as a CSP, the Certified Speaking Professional designation. I'm one of the youngest in the world to earn that at the age of 33 when I got it. And I had a chance to just, I've created my own inspirational business reality television show called The Keynote. And this year, I was opening keynote speaker for the Toastmasters World Convention in British Columbia, Vancouver, Canada. So we've done a tremendous amount in the area of public speaking and presentation. And year to date, we've literally personally mentored over 300 C-suite executives, speakers, authors, and entrepreneurs, and helped them get a fast start in the professional speaking industry.
You know, it's interesting, Del Toro, when I hear you speak about how you got to where you are today. I mean, it's always interesting to hear where people get their quote-unquote big break. And your big break came, it sounds like, from an organization that anybody can join today, which is Toastmasters. And just as an aside, I have to tell the both of you how significant the role of Toastmasters has been in my life. I was a Toastmaster for a lot of years. I think I do well in the medium of radio because of it. There's a thing called table topics where you get put on the spot and you have to speak, you know, extemporaneously or spontaneously, which is what we're doing right now, right? But I just want to share with you guys one other thing that came out of a visit I had with I was visiting some friends in a city. They were Toastmasters. I went to their Toastmasters club. And I fell in love, love at first sight, with a woman in their club, and she's now my wife. So if you've ever thought about going to a Toastmasters club to make a dramatic change in your life, I think between the two of us, we can say great things can happen there if you just show up.
Absolutely, absolutely. And you know what? Warren Buffett agrees with you because he actually requires all of his top business students to take a Toastmasters international course. So it's really, really remarkable. It's so funny, Greg, that you mentioned that. And that's a powerful story. I actually had a cinematographer follow me around at the World Convention because it was 20 years later after joining Toastmasters in college that I had a chance to be the opening keynote for the World Convention and speak to Toastmasters from all over the world from 120 countries. It was remarkable. So we captured that, and we're working on a documentary right now. But I firmly believe that any business professional who wants to take their presentation skills to the next level really needs to spend a little time in a Toastmasters course because it's a great organization to help you polish your public speaking and presentation skills.
Del Toro, of all the people, because you talked about this, you talked about the C-suite, the 300 C-suite people that you've really mentored, let's face it, and took them through that journey, and so many other people that you've influenced on this speaking path and teaching them presentation, you know, how to have these powerful presentations. What do you find people are the most intimidated about when you first deal with them in any of the classes or any of the retreats or anything that you hold?
It's a remarkable question, Kate. And the number one thing, if people say they have, because you got to realize, public speaking is the number one fear in America, Canada, and other parts of the world. But what I've learned and realized, and this is so powerful, I've never read this in a book, I firmly believe this. People don't have a fear of public speaking. They have a fear of other fears associated to public speaking. So in other words, people have a fear of being judged. People have a fear of being critiqued. People have a fear of not looking good. People have a fear of not sounding good. People have a fear of their own voice. People have a fear of too many eyeballs out. People have a fear of their PowerPoint going down. People have a fear of technology failing them. What I've realized is that most people, when I ask them, I say, what are you really afraid of when it comes to giving your presentation? Well, I just don't want to look bad. I don't want to sound bad. I don't want people to like my outfit. I don't want my technology to not work. So it's not a fear of public speaking. It's really, that is a blanket for like 20 other fears that people have that they kind of disguise as public speaking. And so what I help people understand is that they need to replace the word I'm nervous with this. You have a healthy anticipation of an incredible outcome. I guarantee you, if you begin to start to say, you know what, instead of saying, oh my gosh, those feelings that get in my stomach are nerves and I'm nervous, no, say, you know what, I'm excited, I'm pumped, I'm charged. I have a healthy anticipation of an incredible outcome. I'm getting ready to rock this presentation. And if you say that to yourself, you look in the mirror and say, I am incredible. I know my material. I know my content. I'm getting ready to go serve this audience, and they are going to get a massive amount of value out of what I have to share. When you come from that place, attitude is everything. I guarantee you, you'll present better.
We're talking with Del Toro L. McNeil. He's ranked one of the best motivational speakers in the world. And Del Toro, I want to ask you this really important question to follow up on what you just said, which is, you know, what is the cost to me if I don't do what it takes to become a better speaker? How does it impact my career? How does it impact my ability, if I'm a manager, to manage my people, to move up? And, you know, if you look at my story, it might even be impacting your personal life. I met my wife at a Toastmasters club. What are the costs of not doing what you're suggesting?
The costs are astronomical, and that's an incredible question, Greg, because here's what I firmly believe. There is a massive misconception in the business marketplace that I want to correct in this interview. Most times when I ask people, do they need to work on their public speaking and presentation skills, they say, yes, I do. But they automatically followed up with, but I don't want to be a Les Brown. I don't see myself as a Tony Robbins. I don't see myself as a Kate Delaney. I don't see myself as a Maya Angelou. I don't see myself as Oprah. And what they don't understand is that they're confusing the industry with the skill set. And you can't confuse the industry with the skill set. The truth is, public speaking and presentation is a skill. Just like negotiation is a skill. Leadership is a skill. Project management is a skill, right? Networking is a skill. Public speaking is a skill. And so if you choose to not develop this skill, it has astronomical impacts on your career, because the truth is, people that have strong presentation skills earn 65% more than those that don't. Studies also let us know that you're more promotable. You are more recession-proof. You're more cross-trainable if you have the ability to be the one to give the sales presentation, to give the summary of the meeting, to give the analysis of the activity, to be the one to rally the team. If you are the one in your organization that can give the presentation, you're seen as more credible, more confident, more valuable to the organization. And the truth is, even in everyday life, whether we're parents, whether we're dating, whether we're on Facebook Live, whether we're on Twitter, whether we're on Instagram, we're all doing public speaking every single day, whether you're in front of an audience of one or whether you're in front of an audience of 100,000. It does not matter. Every day we're using the skill, whether we realize it or not. When you go into the post office and you ask for your package to be shipped and you're speaking to someone on the other side of the counter and 10 people are behind you waiting, that's public speaking. So the truth is, we're constantly doing it, whether we realize it or not. Every time a waiter or waitress comes up to you and tells you about the restaurant and tells you about the specials, that was a speech. So the truth is, we're constantly doing it, whether we acknowledge it or not. So the cost is astronomical if we don't develop our skill set.
Yeah, it's interesting. I love your example. Boy, this has been so good that we want to have you back for a second part. Can we do that, Del Toro?
I'd be honored.
Yeah, and we'll talk more about some of the things that people could probably apply right now to take their presentation skills to the next level. As you say, you make such a great point when you're talking about everybody has these fears, and some of them are unfounded, but also the fact that, you know, whether you're a waiter or a waitress, that's a great example, you're still dealing with the public, you're still speaking, and there's just so many, many misconceptions. So this has been fantastic, Greg. We're going to bring Del Toro back for another edition of Forbes Books at Bedtime.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.